Access to a key abortion medication is in jeopardy after a federal judge in Texas sided with anti-abortion advocates in an unprecedented lawsuit. For the next 7 days, the ruling pauses the Food and Drug Administration's approval of mifepristone, a medication that it first cleared for use in the United States in 2000. At the same time, another lawsuit has just blocked the FDA from removing the drug from the market. So what does this all mean? To help us sort it out, we've called on national correspondent Sarah McCammon. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Adrian.
All right, so you have been reporting on these cases for weeks. What is the significance of this medication?
Well, it's incredibly significant because mifepristone, which has been on the market for more than 20 years, and it's part of a two-drug protocol used to terminate first trimester pregnancies, it's used in nearly all medication abortions in the United States, and more than half of abortions in the United States are medication abortions. So this is used by a lot of people. And because of the significance of this pill, Adrian, you know, particularly at a time when abortion is increasingly restricted and illegal in more than a dozen states, this medication has been a major focus of legislation and litigation.
Well, these two cases that I mentioned seem to go in opposite directions. What are they about and what just happened?
Well, they both center on the FDA approval and regulation of mifepristone. So in the Texas case, which came first late last year, anti-abortion groups challenged the FDA approval, again from more than 20 years ago, asked a federal judge to take it off the market, essentially. That judge, the judge in this case, is Matthew Kaczmarek. He was appointed by former President Donald Trump. He has a long conservative track record and was widely expected to do what he did today, which is to issue a nationwide injunction aimed at pulling mifepristone from the market. Now, the Washington case, the second case, is a direct response to that. It was filed several weeks ago by a group of Democratic state attorneys general. They asked another federal judge to essentially do the opposite, relax the rules and prevent the FDA from taking the drug off the market. They were also more or less successful. You know, people are still reading both of these decisions, so it's hard to know exactly what they mean. But we do know that Judge Kaczmarek's decision doesn't take effect for 7 days.
And so what happens in the meantime over the next 7 days?
Well, the Washington decision, abortion rights advocates hope it will help to preserve access to abortion pills. Abortion rights opponents tell me, you know, they're reading this decision and reading it differently, as you might expect. So I think everyone is still kind of taking it in. But leading up to today, Adrian, there was a lot of uncertainty. I was hearing from lawyers as well as medical providers about how this would all play out, particularly if there were dueling decisions. You know, what happens next, I don't think we fully know. It's not exactly clear how each of these rulings will affect the other. They're both likely to be appealed, and it's also very likely this will end up at the Supreme Court.
What else are you hearing today from abortion rights groups and others?
Well, abortion rights groups are expressing outrage and concern and, again, hopeful that this ruling in Washington will help protect access to these pills. There's a lot of celebration from anti-abortion rights groups. The Students for Life of America group sent out a statement saying it's a Good Friday indeed, referring to the Christian holiday that's being observed today ahead of Easter weekend. But, Adrian, what all sides seem to agree is, again, that this case is very likely to end up before the U.S. Supreme Court. And I think that's something that anti-abortion groups would welcome.
I've been speaking with NPR's Sarah McCammon. Thanks very much.
Thank you.